The Coca-Cola Company presents the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands tonight, playing from Aberdeen, Maryland. And here's tonight's Spotlight roll call. Jerry Wall?
Here.
The Jerry Wall Spotlight Band?
Here.
The officers and men of the Army Ordnance Proving Ground at Aberdeen?
Here.
And tonight's first Spotlight tune, Canteen Bounce, right about here.
Spotlight is down here in the country where there's a big boom every minute of the day. The boom of guns spelling out the word victory for us and our brave allies. The boys and I got a big bang, too, playing a show at each of the theaters on this great ordnance post at Aberdeen. And right here, Dick Merrick steps up to sing All or Nothing at All.
Under the spell of your call,
I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no. Nothing at all.
And when the spotlight's on refreshment, it's Coca-Cola. The beam shines clear around the world. Our soldiers and sailors can even see the light in distant places overseas. Wherever there's ice-cold Coca-Cola, there's refreshment to make things cheerful, bright, and friendly, to bring a familiar reminder at home. For the unkilted lowlanders of Aberdeen, Maryland, it's Spotlight Entertainment by Jerry Wald as the maestro ascends Le Podium for a Spotlight special and cuts loose with his famous clarinet in Blues Concerto. Thank you. the shots heard round the world at the vast Aberdeen Proving Ground, where every conceivable type of fire equipment, from the bazooka to the big-inch guns, get their field test before they feed it to the actors. Right now, it's Jerry Wall in the Victory Parade for Coca-Cola as Betty Bonney sings On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just to back your feet to the sun that shines. When you hear a bitter pass, you can't bet that tune is yours. Life would be so sweet on the sunless side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover falls over. If I never have a friend, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Bulldogs at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Around the Camptown circuit as if to cover all the territory where there's ice-cold Coca-Cola on hand to refresh the fighting sons of freedom. But that's enough to shine a bright and sparkling beam around the world. For Coca-Cola's bottled in more than 35 allied and neutral countries overseas, just as it is in the 48 states right here. To our fighting men in far-off places, it's just like home to meet up with their old friend Coke. The quality always stays the same, and the friendliness carries right along with Coca-Cola's refreshment everywhere. There's music on the spotlight beam with Jerry Wall's orchestra and the exotic strains of Poinciana. Spotlight points with pride. Pridefully points to the officers and men of the Army Ordnance Proving Ground at Aberdeen, Maryland. Here at the nation's number one firepower laboratory, Uncle Sam's weapons get every conceivable kind of blitz test before going into action against the Nazis, fascists, and Japs. Bouncing Jeeps and the heaviest tanks have to prove that they can take it. Light carbine, 16-inch siege guns, and everything in between have to prove that they can dish it out. And after these weapons have passed their grueling tests, they are issued to the finest equipped army in the world. Soldiers, civilians, WACs, and the unofficial WOWs, women ordnance workers, work side by side in this Herculean and truly earth-shaking task. And here at Aberdeen, the Army is training men to repair equipment in action, working with minimum tools and maximum sweat and American ingenuity to keep the guns firing. Because a gun or tank kept in operation in the field is worth any number on the production line. And so we salute these men and women behind the men behind the gun. Their work is tops in the supply of our Army. And to you one and all, and to your commanding officer, Major General Charles T. Harris, Jr., holder of the Distinguished Service Medal, the spotlight points with pride. Tomorrow night, the spotlight swings halfway across the country to pick up Joe Sanders at famous Fort Leavenworth out in Kansas. But right now, Jerry Wall continues to bring the curtain down on the broadcast portion of tonight's show as Aberdeen swings along to Sea Jam Blues. night number 280 for the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands, and we've marched 370,737 Spotlight miles. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. This broadcast is sponsored for the entertainment of the personnel. Since the War Department does not endorse any product, it's not intended as an endorsement. And now this is Gil Newsom saying that tomorrow night we'll be at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, with Spotlight Music by Joe Sanders. And saying, see you then for the Coca-Cola Company. Good night.